Let's go to your next game, which is all about historical souvenirs. Kaya, what's the kitschiest thing you own?
I have a collection of President Barbies.
What?
I do. Barbie runs for president every 4 years. I don't know if you guys knew this.
No.
And this year, there was a double ticket. Two females, president and vice president.
And
I own it.
Yeah? Yeah. Rob, what is the kitschiest thing you own?
I have a life-size dummy that I use for stunts. For like comedy stuff, you know, when we need a dummy.
Right, you need something.
That's why they hired me, Rob. That's what I'm here for.
Contestants, as you know from experience, when you get kicked off this show, you are forced to exit through the gift shop where you can buy Ophir wigs, Joko bobbleheads, and Art Chung's signature underpants, known as Chundies. This game, however, is about gift shops at museums, libraries, and historical sites dedicated to famous people. I'll describe the doodads for sale. You have to identify the person the museum is dedicated to. Rob, you won the last game, so you win this, and you go right to the final round. Kaya, you need to win this, or you'll receive a parting gift of my husband's tiny spoon collection, which I have removed from our home without his knowledge. Okay, here we go. For under 10 euros, what classical composer's birthplace museum in Salzburg, Austria, sells a rubber ducky sporting a white wig? Rob.
Mozart?
Yeah, of course, yeah. What civil rights leader inspired an institution in Atlanta, Georgia, where you can be inspired to buy a mug for $9.99 that features the same phrase written in a dozen languages, including, yo tengo un sueño. Rob?
Martin Luther King Jr.?
That is correct, yeah. The prairie sure does get cold at night. You're going to want to pick up this $50 sweatshirt that reads Walnut Grove, Minnesota, in the gift shop of that town's museum dedicated to what author? Kaya, I felt like you knew this one from the first sentence. Saw your face. What do you got?
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
That is correct.
I've been there.
You've been there.
I have been there.
And?
Yes. And it's just a little house on the prairie.
It is just a little house on the prairie.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Anne Hathaway? Yeah, we mean the 16th century one, of course. For £12, you can buy a bottle of Anne Hathaway's bath and shower creme at the Stratford-upon-Avon Museum dedicated to what playwright?
William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare is correct, yes. This is your last clue. There's no place like Who's Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, where you can buy for $10.50 plus tax a pair of ruby slipper earrings.
Is it Judy Garland?
Kaya is correct. Judy Garland. Puzzle Guru Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
Kaya, your Minnesota roots came in handy. You tied it up.
You told me.
We're tied one game apiece, so we're going to go to a quick game three. I'm going to give you a category, and you'll go back and forth, naming things that fall into that category. The first contestant to mess up by giving a wrong answer, repeating an answer, or taking too long will be eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. Name the 11 most expensive properties on a classic Monopoly board. Rob, you are first.
Park Place.
Park Place is correct. Kaya.
The Reading Railroad.
I'm sorry, the railroads are not one of the most expensive properties. The remaining answers were Boardwalk, Pennsylvania Avenue, North Carolina Avenue, Pacific, Marvin Gardens, Ventnor, Atlantic, Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky. I'm sorry, we're going to have to say goodbye to Kaya again. Rob, congratulations. You're moving on.
It's settled. Our finalists are Sunny and Rob. They'll face off in our final round at the end of the show. And Ask Me Another is hitting the road. We are going to give the Liberty Bell a new crack. That's right. We're headed to Philadelphia for a live show. We'll be at the Keswick Theater on February 24th. Tickets and information on how to be a contestant at amatickets.org. Coming up, Don't Get Mad Again. Comedian Kathleen Madigan is here, and she'll play a game about life lessons learned as a touring comedian against a surprise opponent. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.